Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Hi, welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Nathan Gorman, and today I have a very special guest, my good friend and colleague, Session Salon Manager and Style Master, Sarah Lund. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Nathan. I am so happy to be here today to talk about product and all things blow dry.
That's great. But tell me, did you have a good holiday season? How was it?
I did. It was nice to relax and spend time with family, and it's been great getting back into it.
Yeah, and here we go. First Conversations with Kevin for 2023. So I wanted to let you all know why Kevin Murphy decided to launch Blow Dry Wash and Rinse. We were inspired to extend the line so as to help salons and clients achieve flawless and long-lasting styles. We know that all around the world, people use lots of different methods to blow dry and style hair, between tongs, brushes, other hot tools, and, you know, we have different names for things like that, don't we, Sarah, around the world? We
exactly.
We say tong, you say iron, but we've got
we
flat
say
irons.
Wand.
Yes, that's right, a magic wand. It's not a magic wand. We've seen that meme. Along with lots of colour and environmental factors as well. So we know that hair gets quite punished and sometimes quite stressed as well. And, of course, the styling needs and habits of people are as diverse as people are themselves. And I've always loved that about Kevin Murphy. But what I've also liked is that all of our iconic blow-dry products were created to give you the hair that you wanted regardless of the hair that you have. That's something that's quite different about blow-dry. So, Sarah, why do you think a wash and rinse is a good addition to the line?
So, as a brand, of course, we always take a look at advances in skincare to find a highly efficient ingredient so we can partner with a range of ingredients that help to address the specific challenges or requirements of all hair textures, types, qualities, conditions, everything. So within the blow dry wash and rinse, we've found the perfect combination to partner with the Evers to deliver the results that we want. We know that the foundations of great hair results begins at the shampoo bowl. So a wash and rinse is laying the foundation for a great blowout.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. That's actually so true. So, well, drum roll. Welcome to Blow Dry Wash. It's a sulfate-free, of course, repairing and nourishing wash that hydrates. It's got hydrolyzed pea protein and our wood bark complex from the Evers that work together to help strengthen and protect hair against breakage, with added protection against heat damage. And we'll go into that a little bit later, won't we, Sarah, the whole heat damage conversation. Obviously, we now have a partner to the wash, which is Blow Dry Rinse. It's a nourishing and repairing conditioner that forms a protective layer to guard against colour loss and environmental stresses as well. It's got anti-breakage technology, which is something new we're bringing to the table that works together to hydrate and protect hair. And it's obviously got added protective benefits against heat damage. But Sarah, what can you add about some key ingredients? What do you love across the wash and rinse?
Well, you know, innovative skincare ingredients are at the heart of each and every single Kevin Murphy product. And it's something that's so beloved by our Kevin Murphy users all across the world. So we took what we know about skincare for the hair and coupled it with some of our newest ingredient discoveries. You mentioned the Australian wood bark complex, which is a key ingredient that is made from plant extracts. These are selected for their resilience and strength as they're derived from trees that survive the seasons of harsh landscapes in Australia, creating the perfect marriage of plant-based science and skincare technology. This has made it possible to develop a wash and rinse that creates a silky smooth texture without the feeling of residue, without the feeling of buildup in the hair. In addition, we find, you know, beloved ingredients like shea butter, you know, weightless moisturizer. We find rice bran oil. Those things help to target frizz. Rice amino acids, green pea protein. So different proteins to help us strengthen and, again, protect that hair from damage.
Well, I know we're big fans of plant-based proteins because they actually mimic the structure of hair more effectively. And they provide that resilience as well. So that's something we've really hung our hats on at Kevin Murphy. But a blow dryer is one of the most used tools on the planet. Over 50% of all people in the world blow dry their hair on a regular basis. And one of the main concerns is that people who blow dry their hair often tend to break it because they're pulling on wet hair and combing it poorly, and it can snap the hair, especially if the right tools aren't used or if the hair's a little bit color damaged. I mean, we talk about, Sarah, something called combability, which is a, I don't know if it's a made-up word or a real word, but it actually is about providing the canvas for the comb to flow through that hair without grabbing on any raspy bits, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything to help reduce friction is going to give us healthier, better results.
Well, that's right. So it reduces styling friction. It's less vulnerable to damage, as he said. And regardless of how you style your natural texture, this actually works. But what ingredient actually helps here, Sarah?
So this is an exciting new ingredient that as a brand we put into a product. And, you know, a lot of this is attributed to that vegan-derived creatine that we're using. And anybody that goes to the gym, anybody that works out, we've all heard talking about creatine. But it does a really good job in our bodies and in our hair of adding strength. So that creatine is protecting the hair against mechanical damage and heat damage by rebuilding and strengthening the hair structure, really from the inside out. So it can also improve the volume and feel of damaged or stressed out hair. And finally, it's that creatine that helps to wind back chemical damage and contribute to keeping the hair healthy, looking radiant, while the hair feels better.
Great. That's amazing. So there's obviously great opportunities, not only in the salon, but in the market for this. And as you know, I mentioned, a blow dryer is the tool at home that we use. But as I said, it's a high percentage of adults that actually own a blow dryer. And a lot of people now have really moved on to flat irons, tongs, wands, as you say. It's a huge population segment. And we pulled this information from Mintel. But what are your thoughts on this, Sarah?
Well, we know that damage from heat tools is a concern for both clients and stylists. It's something that, you know, is a concern. Clients bring these questions to their stylists. It is a big consumer trend. And really, it's truly about finding the balance of minimizing heat damage while still getting the results that you want, right? Like, it's about having your cake and eating it too. Sure. So, you know, these post-pandemic consumers are back out again, right? Increasing the use of heat styling tools, but with that new expectation that they still want to have healthy, shiny, you know, radiant hair. So they're looking to maintain, you know, the hair health that they gained in the last few years with less styling and more at-home rituals. It's the perfect opportunity for us to complete our blow-dry regimen with a focus on hair condition and protection.
I mean, I love that, Sarah. I love that line you just said about new hair health expectations. I mean, people changed how they color their hair. They changed. A lot of people grew their hair. A lot of people have changed that. And their expectations for healthy hair that feels good have also changed because they managed to have a break perhaps from obsessively styling or flat ironing or tonging their hair as well, didn't they?
Yeah, and they liked the results, right?
That's right. And it's also about turning up dressed up, like fashion may change, but it's also about we probably don't, a lot of people haven't returned to the office full time, but they want to look good when they do. And also we want to look good on our Zoom meeting as well.
Yes, yeah, about showing up.
That's right. So let's go a little bit deeper into the products. So as I said, blow dry wash is the repairing and nourishing wash to hydrate. It's got hydrolyzed pea protein and the wood bark complex as well. It's about strength and protection. And again, we're going to talk about this breakage with heat damage and breakage from friction as well. So, Sarah, can you outline some of the key ingredients? But before you do, I think we should share with listeners your experience because I know you're going to talk about wood bark complex and you actually got to see these trees growing in situ in Australia on a recent trip. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible to see that connection of Kevin Murphy ingredients like to the land, right? Like, and to see it actually just growing out in the wild and being out in, you know, with nature and seeing koalas, you know, in the wild, which as an American, seeing a koala in the wild is an incredible thing. But that connection, I think, seeing the blue cypress trees and, you know, you pointing those out was, it really kind of brought home that connection to Kevin Murphy ingredients, like with the environment and with the earth and like how we actually source these things.
Amazing. So let's run through them then.
Yeah, so those key ingredients that you'll find in the blow-dry wash is, of course, that wood bark complex that we've been talking about, the creatine, hydrolyzed pea protein, and, of course, our rice protein. So, you know, kind of outlining this, the wood bark complex sort of acts like an AHA or an alpha hydroxy acid that helps to brighten and strengthen the hair. Mm. We look at that creatine then to rebuild and protect the hair. So we're strengthening, we're brightening, we're rebuilding, we're protecting. And we know with our proteins, they're always going to have the ability to help us improve elasticity and tensile strength of the hair. So that comes from that hydrolyzed pea protein and our rice proteins as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, elasticity is literally the ability to style your hair as well. I mean, if you lose elasticity, your hair doesn't either style well or hold styling well, does it?
Right. Yeah. You don't get that movability. You don't get that like bounce that we look for, especially with a blowout.
Mm. And what about blow dry rinse?
So we know that blow dry rinse is that repairing and nourishing conditioner that forms that protective layer over the hair, guarding against color loss even and other environmental stressors. So our anti-breakage technology works together to nourish and protect the hair. So we've added some protective benefits against heat damage. So I'll pass it over to you, Nathan, to talk about the key ingredients here.
Oh, okay, my turn. So the wood bark complex, I'm going to be an absolute ingredient nerd and say that the wood bark complex is made up of lemon aspen, white cypress, and blue cypress. As Sarah has said, they actually behave like an AHA. They're phytoactives, which means that they're actually, you know, it's the power of the sun that actually drives the protection within in situ in the trees as well. We use rice bran oil because a rinse or a treatment always needs that element of hydration from an oil. And, of course, a rich and very famous beauty ingredient or skincare ingredient, which is shea butter. But the rice amino acids actually, you know, I think it's really important to say that they operate on that really, you know, that molecular level. So you've got the strength builders from the wash and rinse, but now you've got moisture from rice bran oil to create the shine, luminosity, the repair. Is luminosity even a word? Doesn't matter.
Sure it is.
Yeah, you've got rice amino acids for strength and for shine and for resilience. And shea butter really adds the softness and added hydration as well. So the products are actually available in samples, liters for the backwash. I actually can't say backwash, for the basin, I will say. So, okay, let's put the wash and rinse up again against our core pillars of fashion, performance, and environment. Let's start with fashion. Take it away, Sarah. You're a very fashionable person.
Oh, well, thank you. So yeah, starting with fashion. So as we mentioned, a blow dryer is arguably one of the most utilized tools of fashion, right? It's always one of the first tools included in a backstage tool list. Whenever I send out a tool list for backstage, blow dryers typically that first thing I put on there. So blow drying, again, it lays that foundation for a good hairstyle. Without a good blow dry, it's a lot more difficult for us to get a good hairstyle. So it's such an important piece of delivering fashionable hair. Further, as the world emerges from that post-pandemic life, the very act of blowing out one's hair and returning to glamour gives us that sense of optimism, self-expression, all of that sort of idea of kind of coming back to who we are and who we once were. So it's that return to life, return to the workplace, return to like going out to dinner and dinner parties and hanging out with friends. It's, you know, it's showing up. It's showing up and looking good, right? Showing up and showing out, right?
I mean, it's an interesting thing because a lot of people, and I know we're not, I won't talk about the pandemic in terms of the showing up that you mentioned, but the reality is a lot of people actually learned how to do their own hair during this time, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. We had time to watch those tutorials.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really interesting point. As you know, like the blow dry wash and rinse have those star ingredients that we've discussed, from the creatine to, you know, that operates on an amino acid level, and that'll help with stressed hair and protect against heat damage and create shine and resilience from within the hair shaft, blue cypress, and also the proteins about rebuilding that as well. But I think that, you know, it really is the best of nature and the best of science, as always at Kevin Murphy, that really gives us those iconic ingredients. So we look to advances in skincare. We look to technologies. that they're actually happening within the skincare kind of regimens around the world, and we work out how we can adapt them to hair. So what about environment, Sarah?
Yep. Again, you know, the heart of Kevin Murphy, we're talking about the environment. But that blue cypress, as we talked about, as you asked about earlier, Nathan, like seeing that blue cypress out in nature and getting that beautiful connection to Kevin Murphy ingredients, like with nature and with the world. But blue cypress is particularly special because we have 100% traceability to the source, where we can know that the ingredients and the purchases and our dollars that we're spending are going to the empowerment of growers and indigenous communities in Australia. So this ingredient particular is sustainably farmed. A portion of those proceeds from the sale of every extract are donated to a wildlife hospital. And I'll call on you, Nathan, to tell us the name of that wildlife hospital.
Currumbin.
Currumbin, yes. Okay. The Currumbin Wildlife Hospital to protect the wildlife on the farm. So it's unique because it acts like an alpha hydroxy acid to brighten the hair. So it's perfect for color treated hair or damaged hair. But we also know that we're, you know, giving back and doing something really, really good with our dollars.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I'm going to be clear and say that koalas do not eat blue cypress or white cypress. Koalas actually only eat gum trees and very specific genuses of that gum tree. But that's an important thing, and it's wonderful to know that we can actually source ingredients from somewhere that puts it back into local communities and local wildlife, because you know that Australia is a harsh climate. In the world of climate change, we're dealing with more and more, from fires to floods to all of that. And I was really proud. I mean, I think that you really saw how the climate is at once both harsh and at once terribly beautiful when you were here as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we talk about the koalas and talk about like just the Australian wildlife, because Australian wildlife is so unique and so special. And when, you know, we all saw pictures of the, you know, firefighters and, you know, giving koalas little drinks of water. And we heard stories about like the wildlife even coming together themselves. And I think it means a lot that we can, you know, as a company, as a consumer, as a hairdresser, that we can do something to help give back and protect these like beautiful, like creatures that we see in Australia.
That's right. And you're talking, we don't want to go down a rabbit hole here, a wombat hole. You
a
were talking
hole.
About the koalas hiding out in the wombat's burrows.
Yes, it's so cute.
I know. It is such a wonderful country. Okay, so let's talk a bit of features and benefits, because we need to do that. A lot of people are turned on by that. And also, you know, in terms of research and development of that, we need to explain that and to actually say, here are the claims that you can actually use. So we know that it's specifically designed to minimise damage from extensive blow drying. But how much? It's actually 87% less breakage, which is really an impressive number, particularly if hair's stressed, colour stressed, or, you know, overstyled. 3 times more styling frizz control, because I want to be very clear, when we talk about frizz at Kevin Murphy, we mean styling frizz. 24 hours humidity protection. That's a really important thing. That means that it actually creates a hydrophobic kind of atmosphere around the hair. Of course, it's perfect for coloured hair, everyday use, but why on earth you would want to blow dry your hair every day, I would never actually know, especially when you partner this with the Evers and you have all of those impressive longevity claims as well, as long with UVA, UVB protection, which is sunlight and environmental, and of course, thermal protection.
Yes, a fan favorite of thermal protection. So, I mean, when you look at this ingredient or this features list, it's really incredible. Like, these are really, really incredible results. And it's important to point out and to remember that blow dry is designed as an experience, right? Meaning that we, to achieve the best results, it's used as a 3-step experience. We have our blow dry wash, blow dry rinse, and one of our Ever products, our blow dry Ever products. So these results are clinically tested results when we compared them to a non-conditioning shampoo using our 3-step experience. So again, the whole idea behind blow dry, wash and rinse is about strength, anti-breakage and wet compatibility, because we don't want the hair to snap. When used with the Ever products, it can offer up to 450 degrees Fahrenheit or 220 degrees Celsius. It's going to protect the hair against breakage with that heat protection.
Okay, let's hit that head on and informally. The reason we say that we need to use it and partner it with the Evers is because a wash and a rinse are rinse-off products. So it's really difficult to make very strong claims about heat protections in terms of something that is essentially a rinse-off product, like how much of the rinse is left in the hair, what was the condition of the hair, how much did the hair uptake of the active ingredients that actually give us the heat protection. All of those variables mean that you can't generally make big claims around heat protection of a wash and rinse, but it's very important that you actually have the heat protection in those products, because you're offering the hair what it needs, where it needs it, at a time that it needs it, and then you follow with the Evers. Is that right, Sarah?
Absolutely.
So let's compare the other line. So blow dry is designed for those who heat style hair and are looking for long lasting style. Very important. I think most people blow dry their hair every 3, 4, 5 days, you know. Some people get a week. It all depends on the hair texture. Like I've got clients who have highly textured hair, and I blow out their hair once every fortnight, for example, and it lasts incredibly well. And we know that it repairs and nourishes and gives you that protective layer to guard against not just colour loss and environmental stresses, but it's actually a curl or texture reversion as well. So it really is focused on protecting from additional stress while you're in the act of blow drying and repairing and nourishing, but also helping the blow dry actually last longer. So what about repair me, wash and rinse? Like, let's do a comparison here.
Yeah, and it's important to understand exactly like where blow dry and repair and our other products kind of fit in together, so that we know that we're always making the best choices for our like clients, so that our consumers can make the best possible choices for themselves. So looking at repair, wash and rinse, these products will restore and repair your hair. So adding shine and reconstructing by gently polishing the surface and forming a protective sheath of moisturizing and strengthening ingredients for the hair. So Repair Me, Wash and Rinse is really designed for chemically processed hair that needs repair. So it's going to give you that reconstruction, that repairing benefits to help give us like strength and kind of put back into the hair what was lost when it's been chemically damaged, when it's feeling brittle, when that hair might be breaking. So with that repair technology, we're able to encapsulate that protein with an enzyme, right, that was so special about repair. So it keeps the protein in a really lipid or moisturized state, which it allows it to fit exactly into the damaged site, sort of like a key in a lock.
That's good take, Sarah. You know your stuff. Now, I feel like I need a protective sheath of strengthening around me.
Just at all times.
At all times. Yeah. Now, then we have smooth again, wash and rinse as well. I think you did repair me so well. You may as well take smooth me.
Let's take smooth again, wash and rinse.
I just renamed it smooth me.
That's all right. We understand, right? Yeah. So smooth again, wash and rinse is designed for hair that requires smoothing, right? Regardless of how it's styled, regardless of if we're blow drying or air drying, or regardless of what's happening, it's really about smoothing and moisturizing the hair for every hair type and every hair texture. So we have really special moisturizing ingredients like that Minoy oil, right? Really high in vitamin E and antioxidants, really high with essential fatty acids that hone in on the damage of the hair. Yeah. So that special Minoy oil penetrates the hair shaft, closes the cuticle, and smooths down the hair, providing a beautiful, beautiful shine, helping to significantly, you know, improve the smoothness of the hair. So in that smooth again, we find those keratin proteins that help to kind of rebuild and give that positive effect on the hair, creating a smoother, shinier finish.
Yeah, because, of course, for listeners that either have clients or have highly textured hair themselves, Smooth Again Wash and Rinse is a perfect choice here, because it actually doesn't require heat to be active. Whereas we're talking about blow dry, wash and rinse in conjunction with the Evers, it really is the addition of that heat that really locks that style in as well, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, it's that difference. So we can actually choose like what we want based upon like how we're going to style our hair that day or that week. So it gives us choice and customization.
I mean, to use the metaphor of skincare, like you don't actually just have one tube of moisturizer. You actually have, for different climates, for different needs, I'm wearing my hair natural today. I'm blow drying my hair. My hair feels like it needs a shot of protein. Like you have multiple options to actually do that. And for those of you that do have highly textured hair and you co-wash, we still have Restore within Repair Me Wash and Rinse as well for the days that you really want to wear your hair quite naturally. And we may have some other exciting things coming a bit later on.
A little sneak peek at the end.
I know. As we draw to a close, Sarah, I'd like to add that blow dry wash and rinse really is about in-salon solutions for stylists, but it's also about home solutions for clients who style their hair regularly and expect a little bit more. They expect it to be in better condition. They expect it to last longer. So, you know, using those hot tools and those heated appliances, as I said, because it's heat activated, that actually becomes a positive to this line as well. So from straight to curly to highly textured hair, all the unique needs are really met. And I think it's the perfect partner to our innovative Blow Dry by Kevin Murphy as well. Blow Dry Wash and Rinse is the perfect partner to our innovative Evers, as we like to call them, or Blow Dry by Kevin Murphy. And it gives your clients and you in salon a great opportunity that really gives you the results that you crave, both in salon and at home. And what would your closing statements be, Sarah, around that?
Yeah, I think we have such a great opportunity to deliver those protective results and to deliver something unique and special to our clients that do use a blow dryer all the time. It gives them something that they've really never had. It's something that's so unique to the market with that heat activated ability. And I think never before, and you said this, but never before have we had a product where like heat actually is the benefit, right? So heat actively makes the products better. So we have just this great space and this great opportunity to give our clients like, you know, everything. They can have the hair that they want in a healthy, beautiful state.
Great. Thank you, Sarah. As always, a pleasure. That's the incomparable Sarah Lund, Session Salon Manager and Style Master in North America. So thank you for being here on Conversations with Kevin, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. Till next time, I'm Nathan Gorman. This has been Conversations with Kevin. Take care.